Hey, good morning. I wish I was in. I'd like to take you. I'd like to get a jet and just scoop you up and take you to Tiger Stadium for 6 o'clock tonight when George Strait and Reba McEntire get underway.
Oh, wow.
I've kind of started to get a little sad about this whole thing, though, because I don't like it that George Strait's going away.
Yeah?
I mean, I like him on the radio. I like him in the concert. I like to know if I can go see him if I want to. And he's just kind of like the North Star, you know. We use him for direction. To me, he was the gold standard for all of country music. And I don't like this. I think what he'll do is when the show ends on June 7th over there in Dallas, he will take off at least 6 months. They're not even going to talk to him about business until 2015. And then probably early in the year, they'll talk to him and see if there's any place that, you know, with all the offers that he will get for rodeos and stuff like that, if anything particularly interests him. And if it does, he'll do it. And if it doesn't, he won't. And he'll probably start doing a little recording at some time around in there and put out some music. But if he can't go out on tour to support it, I don't think that plan's going to work too well.
You know what? I think you're right. You're right, though. It is too bad. You and I were there from ground zero for George.
I know it, and I just don't want to see him go away. He's in great health. And, yeah, he deserves some time off, no question about that. But I still like to see him. He's just an important part of our business, and I don't want him to. Right now, particularly, when there's so much stuff leaning us away from what country music, in our minds, should sound like, I want to see George stay in the game. DeSoto County, Mississippi, that's right below where it was actually the same county that Jerry Lee Lewis used to live in for a long time. They got Keith Urban, Florida Georgia Line, Dierks Bentley coming to town this weekend for their big festival. The one in Baton Rouge is huge. Hey, how about Turn 4 at the Indianapolis 500? That's where Jason Aldean is playing on Saturday night at an infield stage, Indianapolis Motor Speedway.
Wow.
Aldean says, I'm a truck guy, and I can tell you truck guys know a lot about tires. And he sponsored his Firestone. So well, he's a Firestone tire man.
That's the creme de la creme of Formula Racing, that's for sure.
I only went one time, but I went twice, actually.
Uh-huh.
Once for Carburation Day and once for the actual race, took my family. We had a good time. But those people who party around Indianapolis, they don't get enough credit. They're crazy as the New Orleans people. They are nuts. I mean, they do weird, almost obscene things up on their porches. And, I mean, it was like going down Bourbon Street going into that race on the night before.